This is what I've been trying to explain. The point of this trial isn't to say that Danny is a killer. It's to evaluate whether he will kill again. Juvenile court is going to appoint a forensic psychologist to evaluate Danny, his personality, past behavior, violent tendencies, etc. There's a whole range of parameters this psychologist will analyze, hence it takes some time. When he's done studying Danny, the expert will write up a report. In this case, given the seriousness of Danny's alleged crime, the forensic psychologist will probably make two statements. One will say, presuming Danny did commit mass murder, he has X percent chance of killing again. If he didn't commit mass murder, he has Y percent chance of being rehabilitated. I don't understand. If Danny didn't do the crime, then he should have a 100% chance of leading a normal, healthy life. How can there be a second statement? The forensic psychologist is looking beyond this moment, Mrs. O'Grady, to Danny's entire life, not just this one act, which he may or may not be guilty of. Danny has always been a very good boy, Sandy said automatically. Avery Johnson looked at her sympathetically but firmly. Danny suffers explosions of violent rage. He spends a lot of time with guns. He has a reputation for being antisocial. These things are going to come up, Mrs. O'Grady. The forensic psychologist will be looking at all sorts of factors, including tensions in your family and other sources of stress. Shep bowed his head. Sandy knew what he was thinking. Their crumbling marriage. Shep's raging temper. Not a great model for dealing with aggression, though Shep, God bless him, had never lifted a hand against her or the children. The furniture, however, was not always so lucky. Shep finally spoke up.
What if we don't like the expert's findings? Can't we get our own shrink?
Absolutely. First thing tomorrow morning, I'll petition juvenile court for our own forensic psychologist. They'll still appoint the expert, but he'll work for us.
What does that cost? Sandy asked hesitantly. I mean...
She glanced at Shep. She could tell he was angry she'd brought up money. But she couldn't help herself. Sheriff paid only $25,000 a year, and Sandy barely made $9 an hour at her job. She'd been hoping for more. She'd been hoping to be salaried after this new deal with Walmart closed. But that already seemed a million years ago. She'd run out of the office and never looked back. In the evening, Mitchell had left her a very nice message, telling her to take all the time she needed. But she could tell he was disappointed. He needed help for the meeting now. With her gone, he'd have no choice but to find someone else. That was business.